Greetings in Jesus' name on this 26th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently 21 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful sunny skies. And we're looking forward to a fabulous Friday. I hope that you've enjoyed the broadcast week and heard the broadcast gladly and are excited about all that God is doing in your heart and in your lives. We're grateful to God for His many blessings. Last night was a great night. We had Marriage Matters, and it was a tremendous time of study together. I taught for about an hour, and I think we had close to 50 people there in our first Marriage Matters. And it was an encouraging time of strengthening families and strengthening homes and seeing our homes be all that they can be for the glory of God. I was also yesterday, I preached four times, and so it was a busy day of preaching and teaching. And then today, headed down to the chapel service at the 8:15 hour to be part of one of our final chapels. I mean, there's only two or three left, and the school year will be complete. And so thank you for praying for me that God would touch me and help me. Also have a doctor's appointment today with a hematologist, and it looked like my blood numbers are okay from what I could see. They were down a little bit, but still within the normal range. And we're trusting God for His continued healing and help. We also had a great praise report yesterday with my wife. Her A1C is down where it needs to be, and surgery is proceeding. And it looks like May 16th, she will have a new hip. Thank you for praying for my father, who's in the hospital. We think he's dehydrated. They don't know exactly what's wrong with him. But I had to go and pick him up twice the other day. He had fallen. And we're asking God for healing with him. I'll certainly be there to see him today along with others. Continue to pray for us as we press on, winning souls, starting churches, discipling new converts here in this wonderful state of Maine. In your Bible today, I want to ask you to look with me in Luke chapter 19 and verse number 37. And the Bible says, "And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works which they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." I want us to look at this verse today, or these verses, and gain some encouragement of praising the Lord. Here's the disciples coming down from the Mount of Olives, and watching Jesus as he comes down, and they gather together, and there is a beginning point of rejoicing and praising God in their life. I want you to notice the beginning point. The disciples began to rejoice and to praise God. There's always a beginning point in rejoicing and praising God. I wonder, dear friend, today, have you experienced that? Is there a beginning point in your life? Maybe this morning you could say, right now is the beginning point. I'm going to lift my hands in the air and I'm going to start praising my God right now. Now is the beginning point. And the Bible says he began to rejoice and to praise God. Second of all, the Bible says there's not only a beginning point here, but he began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice. And so this just wasn't normal praise. This is a little bit abnormal praise. They're praising God with a loud voice. They're lifting up their voices loud unto heaven. And then there's the third thing here is that they're praising him for his mighty works that they had seen. They step aside and say, my, what a wonderful God we serve. How glorious it is that we are able to see all of these things. And the Bible says they were praising God with a loud voice. And then it gives us a little snapshot. They were saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, and peace in heaven, and glory in the highest." A little snapshot of three praises. And the Pharisees were among them, and they began to rebuke the disciples. And Jesus simply said, if these hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. What an encouragement for us today to just keep praising God. Keep just giving our all to Him. Lifting our hands in praise. Lifting our voices with a loud voice. And let's be faithful in these areas of our life. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.